Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, presented by ProTrans. The Jaguars have landed in Jersey City and are getting ready for Saturday night's game against the New York Giants. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman. Tomorrow night, we'll get another look at the two guys starting for starting center, and Wisniewski gets the start.
Yeah, Stefan Wisniewski played about equal snaps as far as Luke Boyko and him are concerned, but it's going to be his opportunity. The Giants don't have a great defensive front. I think this should be a successful night overall for the Jaguars offense. It's a great battle. I would expect that the decision probably will be made after this game. I'm not positive on that, but I think they've seen enough. You've got a veteran guy with a lot of film and a young player that you believe in, so it's going to be interesting. My edge goes to Boyko.
You knew I was going right there. If Wisniewski has any advantage, it's the fact that he knows the system. We'll see how much that translates on Saturday night at MetLife Stadium. Plenty of opportunity for the safeties as well, with Jonathan Cyprian sideline for the rest of the preseason.
Well, and they're trying to figure out the spot opposite of Jonathan Cyprian, but you know, you've got to have guys that are going to be able to play multiple positions, both strong and free safety. So there's going to be some guys getting an opportunity. Josh Evans, who was the starter for the last couple of years. You're also going to have Craig Lawston. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Now, Sergio Brown seems to be the guy right now at free safety, but I don't think that that's anything that's written in ink yet. I think that that's a situation that's in flux and it's to be determined.
I don't think we can do a segment without at least saying the name Blake Bortles. Do you have anything to add?
I just hope that he continues the way that he's progressing so far. He's been so fantastic so far from the offseason training activities through mini camp, through training camp. He's consistently getting better week in and week out. And what impressed me most about him this week was the one incompletion that he had, because he had three drops. The one incompletion that he had, the overthrow to Clay Harbor, he identified exactly what it was. He said that I got long in my stride and the ball was overthrown. How many young quarterbacks have the awareness that they can say that? Not many.
Not many. All right, well, coming to New York means a good meal. It means the opportunity to spend a little time in the city and for a couple of us on this trip to reconnect with Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see him. You know, I know that didn't he get a contract extension here not too long ago? Congratulations to Tom. It's about the money.
Is he buying dinner tonight?
Heck no, he's cheap.
And that'll do it for On the Road. We'll see you tomorrow night at MetLife Stadium.